The Surgeon General today releases a report on women and smoking, the first in more than 20 years. Dr. Cheryl Hilton, President and CEO of the American Legacy Foundation, which advocates reduced tobacco use, says the news is not good.
Well, my understanding is that the report will give us the first update in 20 years on the health effects of the epidemic of tobacco use in women. It will give us a profile of the historical rates of smoking among women over the past century. It will discuss in some detail the aggressive marketing tactics utilized to encourage young girls to smoke, and it will give a set of recommendations for future action steps.
Will it say that there have been good things happening in the past 20 years? Or?
No, I don't think, unfortunately, that it will say that. What has actually happened since the Surgeon General's first report is that while smoking has declined in women, it has declined at a much slower pace than the decline in men. And so now, today, women and men smoke at virtually indistinguishable rates.
Why is that, given all the awareness?
First and foremost, because it's an addictive drug, awareness alone is not going to be able to solve the problem. So one issue is there sufficient treatment available? The other is that men were smoking at extremely high rates in the 50s and 60s, around between 40 and 50%. So in a sense, they had a longer way to go than women. In the case of women, they've probably lost a net 10 percentage points in smoking over the past 25 years. One in four smoke, and as a result, the health burden on women is extraordinary. It's the number one preventable cause of premature death in women in the United States.
So this report has to be very discouraging for you.
It's fairly discouraging. It's been a generation since we had a report on this topic. And while there has been a decline in the number of women smoking, there's been an increase in the number of teenage girls smoking. And there has been an enormous increase in the health burden because the smoking rates at 30% in the 50s are coming home to roost now in lung cancer deaths. And unfortunately, most women don't know it. In fact, only 13% of women know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in women.
Your organization was born out of the tobacco company settlement with the states. How has that settlement held up?
Certainly in terms of the creation of the foundation, we feel fairly positively that we've been able to jump into the fray and make a positive contribution. But that's only one very small piece of the settlement, the creation of the foundation. The majority of the settlement dollars, by and large, go directly to the 46 settling states and the various localities. And basically, it's been a fairly sad story. A lot of states have not put much of that money into tobacco-related issues. And so, in a sense, the settlement was about solving the problem of tobacco in America on the one hand, and actually, we will probably just continue to see a lot of the same problems if we don't dedicate more of the funds.
Is there much anti-smoking effort coming out of the Bush White House?
I think it's too soon to tell. I hope that the new Secretary of Health and Human Services, a Republican who comes from, you know, the role of governor, certainly I understand is dedicated to prevention, and I understand that he did not stand in the way of the Women in Smoking report. I think it's also a good sign that the president's brother is governor of a state that has the most effective youth prevention campaign in the United States. So there are some good signs out there, and then there are some ominous ones, obviously. I assume many of these individuals have been recipients of funding from the tobacco industry.
Dr. Cheryl Hilton is president and CEO of the American Legacy Foundation and professor of public health at Columbia University.